All right, boys, welcome back to Epi number 33, Big Zdeno Chara, 7 feet tall.
Was he 33?
I think so. I think he was 33. That could have been his age, though. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
So Epi 33. Who else is 33? A lot of goalies, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, so no goalies, just Zdeno Chara, the ever player to only ever wear that number. It's a big one. Not really, though. It's not a huge one.
It's not huge. Chara was, like, pretty sick, but not, like, the best.
On this pod today, boys, obviously, we're going to, same thing we always do, run down the standings. Flames are on the verge of getting lemmied. And, we just came back from a Minnesota high school state tourney, and we got kicked out.
Yeah, got the boot. Obviously, talk about the league. Flames kind of suck. Like usual, I think that's mainly what we have been talking about, so you guys are going to enjoy that one. This is Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardon. That's Ole Postman. Let's just get right into it. Let's go for it.
Let's go, boys.
All right, boys. It's time to grip it and rip it.
Couple Tandy Terminators right here, boys.
That's right, boys. Low keys, missies.
Now you got a couple Mike Monsters, right, Jacob?
That's right, boys. Yeah.
All right, fellas. Yeah. Let's jump right in. Oh, I got to stop touching the mic because I guess you're going to hear that part. I don't do that, but let's just start with the state tourney.
State tourney, high school state tourney, Minnesota, St. Paul, great spot, always a lot of fun, and then this year didn't go as planned, but it was still fun. I mean, still had a blast out there. It's pretty greasy. I mean, it snowed the whole time. That kind of stunk, but...
Shout out to Tonka, who won the boys double A. And then the single A was Automonopia, I think it was, right?
The
Matamudamunes or something.
Onomatopoeia is way easier to say.
Yeah. So shout out to those guys who beat War Road. We've been in War Road. You guys have heard the podcast before.
Yeah. War Road's pretty sick. Some of the best fish in the world.
Anyways, let's jump right into it. We were supposed to be there for 4 days.
That's right,
I think
boys.
It was. And then we got X the first day, obviously not because of us.
Definitely not us.
There was this TikToker there.
Yeah, another influencer, local.
Minnesota.
And basically decided to go on the benches during gameplay, interact with the players and the refs. And then the league saw it. League obviously doesn't like that because, I mean, they don't want that. It's for the photographers and videographers, right? They're televised, so that's who it's supposed to be for. And then caused a big stink. Got escorted out by 6 security guards and decided to go live on TikTok.
Yeah, and just go off on the league, so.
So, it wasn't good. The badges from everybody got revoked. We weren't allowed to go in gear anymore. Had to go as just normal people in our ugly clothes, which was
grandma's clothes.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer, but yeah, and that was first day that we're at the tourney. So there was that. That was how it started.
Yeah, we got the quick boot. It was pretty fast. I mean, we only got one game, or we got 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
2 games in. And then, X. And I feel bad because we were supposed to meet a lot of people there and have some fun with the kiddos. But, I mean, hey, life happens fast.
Life happens fast. What goes around is all around. And some of my favorite quotes.
Yeah, and if you're not there, you should be there. And if you're not, then you would have been there.
Exactly.
Gretzky.
Get there or be square.
You can't tie down a possum if...
If you don't have rope.
If he has scissors.
True. Yeah. If you've got scissors, then he's just going to cut the rope.
Yeah. So don't stay away from possums with scissors.
Exactly. Easy math. Easy math, guys. Super easy math.
Yes, they turned early. We did that. They had the Hockey Expo, too.
Probably Expo
one of the biggest hockey expos, I guess, in the world because there's...
Like none.
There's none. So...
But that was pretty greasy. I cleaned up a lot of free stuff.
Yeah. I got two hockey bags full.
Yeah. I got... A new Bucky. That's pretty sick. So now I got 4 Buckies for the rotation.
Kind of look like a Russian bucket, to be honest.
Yeah. And it's pretty sick, but I'm gonna deck it out. I'm going to put some
sticks. You should actually
stickers on it. It's going to be sick.
You should pay to get it custom.
Oh, like hydro dipped?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nasty.
I'm not hydro dip like spray painting,
Yeah, but hydro dipping lasts longer. Spray paint just chips off.
What are you going to be doing?
Why would I pay somebody to spray paint when I can just spray paint?
Well, you're not.
That's like asking.
You're not a pro artist, though.
That's like asking like a 5-year-old to finger paint it.
You can't.
Like
paint
I can
on
do it
helmet.
Just as good as a 5-year-old.
You can have the mask like Spencer Knight. Look at the kid with the
crown. Yeah, that one's professionally done with the airbrush.
Yeah, but it's not. That's what I'm saying. Airbrush it.
You said spray paint.
No, I said airbrush. Like
yeah, and it said hydro dip. Hydro dip would be nasty.
No. It's just funky colors.
Yeah, with, well, whatever you want. You can put patterns on too.
I think you should get it professionally spray painted.
Well, I think you should mind your business.
Fine.
It's not your bucky, is it, bud? If you want to finger paint.
Well, I'm going to be punching it off, so
if you
want to see it when my fists
are
hitting it.
You're not going to punch it off. You can punch it off.
I could punch your bucket off and then send
you
it
couldn't.
Flying.
I know you couldn't because you can't reach that high. I tower over you.
Buddy, I'm 6'3".
Yeah, well, that makes me 7'8".
So?
So I'm way taller.
Whatever. Expo was a blast. They had a little scuffle with somebody there.
Oh, the little greeny.
Yeah, a
little
greeny.
Pipsqueak. He might have the skinniest head I've ever seen.
Does he have a small head? I didn't see
tiny,
a ton of hair on him.
Little tiny, like, squishable face. Like a fish.
He's pretty big on TikTok. He has, like, almost 2 million followers. He was chirping us the entire time. We asked him to scrap. He didn't want to scrap.
He actually apologized to me when I went up to him.
Oh.
And he's like, sorry, don't do anything. I was like, yeah.
Well, he kept trying to scrap me.
Know your role, bud.
He posted a video that has like 1 million views on his TikTok where he's asking for some garbage. And for like the kid's like, hey, Greeny, do you know where the trash can is? He's like, oh, yeah, I think I see one over there. And then the kid whips the bottle at me.
Yeah, that'll happen. That makes sense. So, you know, that does make sense.
Yeah, but I'm not a trash can, though. I'm an elite all-star player.
True. I would say trash bag.
Whatever. Anyways, the expo
accurate.
Was sick.
Expo was nasty.
A lot of good stuff. A lot of good people at the expo. Not as fun as it used to be back in the day. Like when we first started coming 4 or 5 years ago, it was like shoulder to shoulder, just rammed.
It was buzzing. Yeah, it used to be buzzing. But it's still like, yeah, it is still fun. Definitely attendance down a little bit. Could probably boost those numbers. Maybe like a trampoline park or dodgeball center.
Yeah.
And we didn't even.
Well, so paintball.
They have these like blow up like.
Oh, stop! I got a cough.
what's it called? The blow up like rinks, and usually we can just go in there and like.
Oh
play,
yeah.
Play street hockey against kids and just have fun. And this year we weren't allowed to.
Yeah, some grumpy old chubby dude just kept kicking us out.
Yeah, so the first time in 5 years we weren't allowed to just go interact with. That was kind of weird, I thought.
Yeah, he's like, oh, now you gotta be 18.
Do you know how tough I feel beating up kids?
Really tough.
I feel super tough when I pick on kids.
You should have beat that guy up. He was like, 9, you gotta be 18.
Yeah, but he's bigger than me. That's what I mean. Like, I could have lost. There was probably no chance that I lost, but that off chance that I do lose.
You don't want to lose your record, hey, of most scraps and most wins.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I'm just trying not to, you know, catch any L's while they're catching fists.
That's fair. There's a lot of people there. They had the Hanson boys there. They had Always Hockey. They had Vinny Sauce. Who else they have there?
I think
Scully. He's a TikToker. He's a funny guy.
I haven't even seen him.
I'm sure if I showed you stuff, you'd be like, oh, I've
seen this guy before. I might have seen him then. Yeah. I might have seen them.
What else happened in Soda?
Soda, I think. I mean,
that was kind of it.
That was kind of it. It was a pretty chill trip, honestly.
Mainly because it snowed 24/7.
We hung out with the Howie squad. Remember spot we went to? We
played some pool where a very sketchy bar.
Yeah, and they patted us down very aggressively going into the bar, which was, I was like pretty shook because I was ready. I thought we were scrapping. But apparently you're not allowed to scrap security guards like that.
Well, you can, but you'll probably get stabbed or shot.
Yeah. So
you ever shoot a gun?
Yeah, I've shot guns.
Mm-hmm. You good?
I got guns.
No, you don't have guns.
I'm a unit. If you'd see me right now, I'm flexing. I just ripped my shirt.
No, his shirt's completely fine. He has a hoodie on.
Yeah, and it's ripped.
What's the biggest gun you ever shot beside the agent?
The one in Minnesota.
You ever shoot a bazooka? No, huh?
No, just a mortar. What are those things called?
Musket?
No, not a musket. A mortar?
Isn't that like something you throw?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's like you put...
I don't know. You're fire. The one that plays COD.
I play Call of Duty. That's why I'm explaining to you. I'm mansplaining.
You don't even know what it
is. Yeah, you have alcohol in the bottle, stuff that the adults drink, and then you put a cloth
in it. That's a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, yeah, okay. Dang.
You don't even know
That's
anything.
Why I'm not good at COD.
Well, I think there's many more reasons. Like, you don't even have thumbs.
I have thumbs.
That's a fun fact for everybody. Oli literally has no thumbs, so the next time you see him, what happened, this is a funny story. You guys are going to love this. Oli doesn't have thumbs because he actually transplanted them to his big toes. That's why his feet are so mucked. So he got thumb toes because he was born with opposable toes. So he made them imposable toes. And that's why he has no thumbs and why his feet are so mangied. Manufactured mangied.
Well, okay, first, you're right about my feet. They are mangied.
Manufactured
mangied. They look like
mangied.
10 little dead bodies. But I do have thumbs. How do you think I'm holding the microphone?
I don't know. I try not to look at you often.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
Well, friggin' Ninja Turtles only have four fingers. Look how cool they are.
Yeah, but they're turtles. And you'll never be Michelangelo.
I never liked that guy anyways. I was more Raphael.
Yeah, you would be. That's what all the nerds say.
Anyways, Expo was fun. And then after that, we just flew home.
Yeah, flied home. That was really it. It was actually like one of the chillest trips that we've had. Because usually we're like...
We're just
running plays. We filmed with the GM guy.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot.
Billy
G. We filmed this skit with Billy.
Let's fix this team. We made some trades. They're gonna be mean.
Uh-huh.
It's not even copyrighted because it's my own song.
Yeah, filmed a little behind the scenes trade deadline with Billy G. Got beauty.
Billy G is a unit. He's a really nice human being. Especially like being like, I'm pretty sure Boston. Sometimes Boston people can be pretty dicey.
Is he from Boston?
I think so.
He doesn't have his accent.
He's definitely from somewhere.
He doesn't have his egg scent, though.
That's for sure. He's from somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I'd say he's from, like, I don't know.
He could be from anywhere if you think about it.
Yeah, we did that. That was a lot of fun. That'll be coming out soon. Still haven't got that content, so.
From Pete.
Pete, figure it out.
Pete, what's going on, bud?
Figure it out, Petey. But yeah, then we flown home. And now we're back. Now we're ripping the pod.
Back in Cowtown.
Had to fly back because, you know, we got to figure out what's going on with these Calgary Flames here.
And we got a meeting with an agent next week. So
yeah,
maybe we're getting signed in the league because the Flames obviously need players because they obviously keep sucking.
Yeah, they do suck really bad. They're on the verge. We just did another podcast. Do you know what it's called?
The Nation Citizens.
Oh, Citizens or something.
Citizens Nation.
Yeah, great people. But they were talking about how the Flames are just on the verge of extinction.
Well, honestly, I mean, do you want me to look up their statistical numbers?
Yeah, show me their statistical numbers. Okay. And boy, sorry, I keep snorting on the mic.
Standings.
I know people hate that, but I have I'm pretty sure I have a deviated septum because this 12-year-old girl high-staked me in the nose and screwed it up, so...
So the Calgary Flames have 73 points in 67 games. They're tied with the Nashville Predators at 73 points, but Nashville has three games in hand.
So they got to lose all those games.
And that puts both teams 6 points behind Winnipeg and 7 points behind the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, Nashville's playing right now against Detroit, and it's currently 0-0, so that should be a win for Nashville.
Nashville should be.
Yeah. And then Calgary plays Arizona tonight, so that should be a win for Calgary.
Should be.
You'd think.
But
geologically speaking,
it looks like the goalies' records are quite similar, and the goalie that's expected to play for the Calgary Flames is Markstrom, who has been a lot better. But Karol Vajmalaika... His record is 18-19-5, and Marky's is 18-18-8. So,
interesting. It's going to be a battle.
Here, let's look at the rest of these stats because this is funny. Goals against average 2.83 for Markstrom, who's beating Vajmalaika, who boasts a 3.36 save percentage or goals against average save percentage.
So that's three goals a game.
Well, the Flames only have to score three goals, theoretically, to win. and the Coyotes have to score 4 goals to win, theoretically. Save percentage, however, Markey with an 8.95 and Vajimoleka with a 9.03. And 3 shutouts for Vajimoleka and 1 shutouts for Jake Martin.
What team does Vajimoleka play for?
Arizona.
Still.
That's all you got traded?
Nope. I don't know. Seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Markey's actually been playing really good lately.
He's a good goalie. When he really wants to play, he's a decent tendy.
I just think, like, they need the boys. Like, when we were at Red Lot last year, which I don't think we're going to get to do this year.
Yeah, come on, Flames.
It was absolutely buzzing. And we were buzzing, and it was a hoot. We had an absolute hoot. So I want to do that again. I only want them to make playoffs for that purpose. So
are these the top 6 teams in?
For that division, yeah.
And then these are like the wild card? No, it's 1, 2, 3, right?
No, 1, 2.
Oh,
six plus two is eight. Yeah, 6 plus 2 is 8. 8 teams in the West. You got to learn your mathematics.
No, I just don't know these standings. Like, why can't they just do this and then like put the top 2 here and then cut it down, you know?
That's what it should be. It should just be the top 8 teams in that.
Yeah, like I don't know why they're making it difficult.
Yeah, it absolutely should just be the top 8 teams per conference.
It's kind of crazy that McDavid has like 197,000 points and they're not even in the playoffs. Well, I guess they are, but...
Edmonton's in playoffs.
Yeah, they are, but... I mean, not by much.
Well, more than the Flames. And Nashville.
73 points for Calgary, 73 points for Nashville.
Yeah. I mean, Nashville could overtake, but they're going to have to go on an absolute heater. But I don't see them doing that.
What if Edmonton and Winnipeg just lose every single game?
Do you think McDavid's going to lose every single game?
No, he's not. How is Seattle up there with 81 points?
Because they're scoring more goals than the other teams. So
Colorado with only 80 points? Not a chance. I thought they were dirty.
Well, I think they traded everybody away.
Boston, though, has already clinched a playoff spot. Like, are you kidding me?
First team. They said some sort of recce, but I didn't care enough to actually look what it was, but they did it.
105 points.
Hun OP.
That's juice.
Oh, Swaggy P with Washington.
Yeah, I saw that.
Capitals launch inline youth hockey program with Swaggy Peter.
Breaking news.
Let's go. Elevate 02. You heard it here first, only a few hours after it was released on
everywhere on social media.
Yeah, that's sick.
Shout out to Swaggy P for changing the ball hockey game.
Sweetie Petey.
Kind of a good fix. That guy's on his blades. Every time we see him, he's on his blades.
Yeah.
24/7.
Oh, I just won $300 on Instagram. A bot commented.
I've been like winning a lot lately. These people call and they ask for my credit card and stuff, and I give it to them because they said I've won like money.
Yeah, I've done that a few times, and I keep having to get new credit cards.
Yeah, I know. I go to use it and it's like maxed out, but I'm just waiting for my check to come.
If it's so maxed with money, then how come I can't use it if they gave me all that money that they said they would?
That doesn't make sense to me.
If it's juiced, like, I didn't unjuice it.
Do you think the league's a conspiracy?
Like the NHL?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a little rigged.
Sometimes I think about that. It's like, how could you rig a game? It would just be the refs, right?
The ref would help, like, slant it. I mean, like, offside calls and all that. So, like, that's where I think it is. Because there's, like, been a few of them where it's very much offside and the goal's called
back.
Pretty
clear, yeah.
And then Cale Makar does it and they're like,
Cale Makar 17 feet offside.
I love Cale Chips. But he had possession because he bobbled it in the air.
And it's Cale Makar.
Yeah. So if he would have bobbled it on the ice, offside, but because he bobbled it in the air, onside.
So which other way do you think you can rig a hockey game? You have the rest, because like I said, I was thinking about yesterday, like...
I would think it would have to be like line matching and then curfew the night before.
No, because the coach would be, I guess.
That's what I mean. So I'm saying coach isn't on board. They're probably getting like a bonus system on the back end.
Just say, like that whole Seattle when they first came, or no, Vegas when they first came in the league.
Juiced.
Just like, but like not the best team in the world. Just like, decent players.
Yeah.
And they made it to the final.
I don't think that one was...
I don't think
that one was rigged, but there have been a few that I'm like, you might have, like, and maybe not every game, but, you know, there's ones that are going to be like, maybe you're trying to push that series to seven. And then
fair.
In game seven, like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like,
they just let them go. They just want the money and views.
They want the money and the views. So, you know, and I could be like a, you know, Gary Bateman. Like just making a call to like the opposing coach or both coaches and be like, yo, this is what's happening.
Do you think he can do that though? He'll just get on the phone and call, like just say Dubas. Like, hey, you know, this is,
you're going to get eliminated from the first round for the 87th time
in a row. It's just great for publicity. So if you guys could like that, that's like, they could probably rig it this year for the Leafs to win it.
They could.
But like how...
I don't think it
could
be...
What if he rats, you know?
Like, I don't think it could be completely rigged, but I think there is times where...
But Batman could make some calls.
Yeah, I think so. And, like, the Toronto rulings, you know? Like, because it's not, like, Toronto Maple Leafs people that's in there. It's NHL suits. So they could be like, oh, not offside. It's a good goal.
I guess it all goes back to Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, or... offside, it's no goal.
But like, what if just one coach is like, hey, this, they told me to rig it.
Well,
he obviously loses his job, right?
Exactly. He loses.
But I mean, the
everything. Damage
is done.
Yeah, but who's got more lawyers? Who's going to shut him up? Who's winning that battle?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be screwed no matter what.
Yeah.
But like...
So, yeah, I would say so. Okay. I think there's like some games. I mean, I don't think you can fully rig like an NHL game, because you can't just pay off one player. It's not like football. You can't just pay off a quarterback to not throw a pass.
Yeah, football's more rigged, I think, because...
And the hold, that like those holding calls.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like the one we last...
Because I'm a super NFL fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch.
Because your buddy was playing, Mahomie.
Yeah, Mahomie. Yeah. Mahomie versus Chuck Brady.
But if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you could just bet like $10 million on yourself.
Yeah. To lose?
To lose. It'd be the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, because you just either overthrow, underflow, yeah. Underthrow, stay in the pocket too long.
Like, well, I guess if you're a goal in the NHL too, like if I'm Markstrom tonight, I'd be like, I'm going to go, you know, $5 million that the Flames lose tonight. Obviously, you don't do it, but you get one of the boys to do it, you know?
So you don't know many numbers, but I know you kind of know betting numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, so it should tell me the odds on here. So it says Calgary Flames -250. That means they're favored, right?
What's it? Yeah, yeah.
So it just shows me the one. And then it says, I'm going to assume, like, goals is at 6.5. Or yeah. For the over-under, right?
Probably like 6.5.
So if you take, like, if you were, say, a goalie, like... Markstrom will say, because they're favorited tonight, if you bet like a mil that you guys are going to lose, you win more, right? Because they're favorited.
Yeah, I'm just looking now. Let's see. Let's go to hockey bets. Because if, I mean, there's probably ways that you'd get busted, but it's just, you can like, could
you think Jack Campbell's doing that and letting pucks just go?
No, Jack Campbell just sucks.
Do you think he's cutting the strings in his catcher glove for it to just rip through?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Calgary is like big favorite today to win. Let's just see Arizona. They're at a 3. Let's just pick them to win something. Let's see. I don't know if I can bet $1 million, but I might be able to type it in.
Can you just bet?
Oh,
like,
I can't type it in. So if I bet $1 million on the Coyotes to win, just say I'm Markstrom, it's a 3 mil payout.
So then you take away $4 million with the million you put in?
Yeah.
So 3 on top of the 1.
Yeah.
Holy smokies. That's
just
a lot of millions.
Just a quick quick 4 mil, right?
Yeah.
Like, why would you not do that?
You just matched your salary.
Yeah, why would you not do that? I get if you get caught, I mean, you're banned from the league, but just have like one of your boys do it. How would you ever get caught? I mean, minus, you know, allegedly Kaner, but like, how would you get caught?
I don't know.
That's a good question, huh?
It is a good question. I just don't know if they'd like rig it that far. I just think some of the like offside and like goalie challenge calls, for sure, like it has to be, because like you see it the night before, the exact same play, and it's like the opposite of what it is that night, and you're like, what? How's that work?
Yeah.
You know? Like Bettman, where
and
you at?
And then they don't explain it.
And then it's kind of actually odd that Bettman isn't in any arena on those nights.
Say jacket.
You know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I think it's rigged, and then you like, nobody's talking where Bettman is. He's got no alibi. You know what I mean?
Bettman, you dirty, dirty dog.
I've been watching a lot of Suits, so I understand like alibis.
You watch that show, Suits?
Oh, I watched half of the first episode.
So like nothing, you haven't seen any of it?
Not a lot, but like I saw the majority of the first episode. If you
there's
think
like,
about
I
it.
Think there's like 12 seasons, so you're like 100 episodes behind.
Yeah, I just got like, because there was a lot, and I was like, well, I don't have time to watch all of that right now.
So you just watched the first
half,
10 minutes?
Yeah, like the first half of episode one. Because I didn't have time, and then I just didn't.
You pretty much know everything, though.
Didn't ever want to.
Yeah. So like, you're pretty much a lawyer.
Basically a lawyer. I can solve civil suits.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that
means.
You can
sue Bateman.
Yeah, you're going down, Batman.
Sure he doesn't have good lawyers.
Probably not.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just curious. I was thinking about yesterday. Some of the rig plays, but.
Yeah, probably like a few, and maybe some coaches. That would just like line match poorly, you know, or like miss a change or like.
Well, we know that GMs would sell for players. We already know that.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
That's a no brainer.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know, which I think a lot of teams are doing right now. Did you see that mock-up draft for Bedsy?
No.
They did a big mock-up draft and Columbus won. Second place was Vancouver, which is Bedsy's favorite team.
Oh, let's go. That'd be pretty sick.
He bunks with Brock?
Buddy. Brock.
Brock Bedsy?
Just a bed of Brocks.
Just a bed of Brocks. Bredsy.
Bredsy.
That'll be fun. But yeah, the
Bodard.
Bodard.
Let's go.
Bodard.
Good old Bodard. It's the Bodard line with Petey.
Oh, they're playing like Petey's playing sick. He's going to get captain. Do you see that? They had a big old talk.
Yeah, he should get captain.
He should get captain. Who do you think should be captain for Flames?
Backlund, still.
Dude, is this guy beating his dog?
No.
Okay.
They're walking it.
That's a big friggin' dog.
That's a big old hound dog.
That thing would eat me alive. It looks like Mike Waterman. But yeah, Petey's killing it. Flames suck.
What else we got?
A lot of injuries, though.
There's a lot of injuries.
A lot of the boys are going down with injuries.
Said that the GM of Arizona said Chychrun's injuries made it difficult to make a trade.
Huh.
Yeah. I didn't care enough to read anymore because I was like, that's obvious. Like, it's probably super hard to trade an injured player, you know? How do you think Toronto feels, like, getting O'Reilly and now is... fingers broke.
Well, did you see what Taser did before the trade deadline? Faked that whole, well, not fake, but he had that COVID thing.
Tozy, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he back?
I don't know.
Oh.
It might be real, though, because I don't think he kind of joked about those things, you know? Like, I don't think he was.
I probably wasn't a joke, I bet.
Yeah.
He's Captain Serious.
True, yeah.
He's for cereal.
So Svechi's out.
With, he's getting knee surge.
Done for the rest of the season.
Listen to this one, though.
Okay.
Lekkonen out 4-6 with broken finger. I mean, which finger? Like, you have 10.
Be specific.
If it's just one, and same with Morgan, like Ryan O'Reilly, like, if it's just one finger.
If it's your ring finger, easy peasy.
Even just one, you have 9 other ones.
Yeah, but it would be hard to play with like a broken pinky or like a broken thumb because that's your like grip in the.
Yeah, but.
Or I guess your pointer too.
Hockey's not an easy sport in general, so it can't be that much more challenging, especially if you have 90% of your other fingers.
Remember when LeBron stubbed his toe and was out for like 6 months?
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
He sucks at basketball.
Everyone's trying to say he's better than Jordan and Kobe. I don't know anything about basketball, and I know he's not.
I know he just broke the point record for most points ever.
Yeah, but you get 3 per shot, potentially.
should they ramp up hockey like that? Every time you score from behind the blues, like 3 points. That kind of make it interesting, though, hey?
It would make it a little, like, wild. But I don't think so, because that's stupid.
Yeah, but it would make it interesting. You're down by 2 goals, and they're just bombing it from the center line. And if you score, you're right back in the game, or you're ahead. And then anything below the hashies is 1. Above hashies is 2. Above blue is 3.
I still think no.
And goalie goals are 5.
Goalie goals should be 5, yeah. Yes.
That'd make for an interesting game. Like 27 to like 5.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see that.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
But that doesn't make any sense, though.
It does make sense.
No, it doesn't, because then a goalie's goal against, how do you do that?
What do you mean?
Well, if you have 30 shots and 48 goals, how does that work for the winning goalie?
I don't know. I'm not a math guy. Just
exactly.
Just figure the math out.
It can't.
It can work somehow.
You're shooting at a 300% margin.
Ask Elon Musk. He went to space.
I'm smarter than him.
He went to space, and I'm sure he can figure the numbers out.
That doesn't make sense. I don't think it's a goaltending. I think it's because of goaltending that they can't do that in these sports. If you think about
it. Well, make a save 3 points.
3 saves from where the puck is shot. So if it's shot from outside the blue line save it, then you get three saves.
Yeah.
That would work.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So then it would count as 3 shots on that.
Problem solved.
Or if the puck breaks into 3. And then it's legit.
But you get extra points. That's like 10 points.
And then it's legit 3 saves. And then you have to legit score 3 goals.
And they should have like targets in the net. And if you hit them, it's minus points for the other team.
Like actual money pucks.
Yeah, like money pucks.
Money pucks. You pop a Tenny's bottle. That's like.
-2, -5.
Yeah, the goalie's dash. The goalie gets
loses all his saves.
The goalie gets his plus minus and his goals against average goes.
And he
zero.
Has to play 1 period without a bucket.
I'm down for a no bucky.
No bucky and or gloves.
Gloves.
You'd have a lot of broken fingers.
How would you drop the gloves if you're not wearing gloves?
You don't. You just start going.
Yeah, but part of a fight is dropping.
Well, yeah,
nets.
I guess that. Yeah, because that. Yeah, that.
Would, how would you?
That doesn't make sense. That's stupid. They need to keep their gloves.
Yeah, because how would you start a fight? You can't say, "Hey, you want to drop them."
True. That doesn't make sense.
So you literally can't start a fight at that point.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But the goal system's sweet.
The goal system is.
It could work.
Not sweet.
Okay.
Actually. Well. Might be the dumbest thing that you've ever said.
I don't think so.
I know you've said really dumb things, but
I'm just saying it could make the game more interesting. It's pretty boring right now.
I mean, is it boring to watch 200-pound men run around on knives?
Yeah.
And rip biscuits?
Have you seen the Calgary Flames? Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, that's why we don't watch those games.
I'm going to watch the Edmonton game tonight.
Samesies,
just because McDavid, he's the best they're playing.
Oh, Ottawa.
Yeah, so it should be like a 17-point night for McDavid.
Should be a stack night.
But if he scores from a below the hash mark, he'd have a 20-point night.
No, above the hash
mark. Or above, yeah.
If he scored from below the hash mark, you'd still be on pace for the same amount.
20 points. Guy's an animal.
He is a manimal.
I don't know. I mean, take it home, write it down, and tell me what you think tomorrow about the idea.
I'm still not going to like it.
If you guys are out there listening, tell me, DM us, what do you think? Like that, I think that'd make the game fun.
Here's the argument for it then. So that would potentially put a player like Michael Stone
as one of the top guys in the league.
One of the top guys in the league.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not that stupid.
You hate those guys.
No, I don't. I like Michael Stone.
No, you literally said to my face, don't ever tell anyone because I'm afraid he's going to beat the wheels off
me. I would never say that.
That
I like Michael Stone.
Players like Michael Stone, Eric Goodbranson, like all my favorite guys.
I know. I went out with Eric Goodbranson. He's cool.
Yeah. And now if you go out again, he's going to punch you in the eyeball and break your eye socket.
I'm just trying to get them, you know, get them some glory. It can't all be, you know, the greatest
what
D in the world.
What about apples, then?
Eric Carlson.
What do you do for apples? First and second assist. If you get a three-pointer, what are apples
so,
worth?
Let's say Buddy's walking and he bombs it from the blue line. That's 3 goals for him.
Yep.
Whoever touches the puck.
Outside the
secondary,
blue line,
yep. Secondary's 2. And then the other one's 1.
That doesn't even make any sense because the NBA is still only 1 point for an assist, idiot.
No, it's not. You don't even watch football.
Yeah, I do.
Whatever. It'll work. It's a great idea.
What if after every goal, football style, from your blue line, we put uprights on the net, so then you have to clap it over the net.
From end to end?
From end to end.
That would be sick,
for
actually.
A two-point conversion.
Well, I think... Then face off to go. No, I think it kicks one, though. Because then you go for the two-point conversion if you...
Yeah, but I want to shoot it from further away.
Okay.
Because you got to play the air. You got to play density and air streams.
Posts come up out of the net and you got to
bomb
that
it.
That would actually be kind of sick. So then your D-man would finally become important.
I would say in between your hashies, set the puck. No skate in, because it's got to be difficult. Because if you skate into it, like even someone tiny like Jack Hughes is going to be able to rip that.
Yeah, it has to be ended.
And then, yeah, but you have to designate, you have to now include a roster spot for
bombers.
Kicker.
Yeah.
And we'll call them the Bombers, the blue line Bombers.
I like that idea because then, like I said, the D will finally become relevant in the game.
It's not a D-man, though. It's a kicker.
Oh, so you just have one guy sitting on the bench, though.
You can have
Doug
Glatt. That kind of
you would be that guy.
I would rip that.
You'd be that bomber because you can end-to-end snipe.
Yeah, I would rip that.
You're usually firing over the glass anyways.
Yeah.
Me, I definitely cannot. I can't clap that far.
That'd be sick. So
that would actually be so much fun.
Instead of changing the point system, and because they're going to get so stupid with, like, especially with how rigged the league is, like we said, they're going to get so stupid with those calls. And like, it's too, like, or is, like, Ovechkin's skate lace is just over the blue line.
Just over
but he's just got a floppy skate lace. You know, so
we just add
the two-point conversion and then face off afterwards. It's either or no face off. It's play on the whistle and your team. So the other team has to be lined up on the blue line, kind of like a drill and practice, like the big ice horseshoe.
The old chase.
And then the rest of your five guys are on the goal line. So as soon as contact, then your team can leave the goal line
start setting up
and attack. Mm-hmm. And that's also going to add more physicality because you have five guys and then the bomber has to get off the ice after contact.
Before his player touches, otherwise it's too many men.
Yeah. And then so all five guys can literally run down whoever gets the puck, five guy, like we'll call that the collapse because essentially...
That's kind of genius.
The guy who gets a puck probably is not going to want it with five dudes steamrolling him.
That's kind of a genius play.
Well, we
should pitch that to the league.
I think we just did.
That's like 2-point conversions with the Bombers.
I'll send this to Bateman too.
Yeah, Gary, this is coming your way. Think about it. I mean, don't be so quick to say no. It could make our game a little different.
Or do we make like a ex-NHL, like extreme NHL, our own league?
Like the XFL?
Exactly.
Where there's no whistles.
Yeah.
And it's just a free-for-all.
No whistles, no
penalties.
Refs.
Unless it's like crazy, you know? You can like... You can... It's like threes.
Loudspeaker refs so that there's more ice. Take them off. So we just have somebody up top watching. Just one person. And then loudspeaker ref. So it comes over. There's a special horn that stops the play. And then he just yells at it, embarrasses him. And he's allowed to chirp too.
I like that. And yeah, like no pep penalties. So like it'd be like threes. You could just go the other way and hit, just crush somebody.
Yeah. No laws.
That's real hockey. That's prison rules.
No laws.
I'm all for that rule.
That'd be sick.
I mean, why not?
That would be sick.
That'd be sick hockey.
I mean, we already have the facilities for it.
Bigger gear or less gear? Same gear.
Same gear.
Same gear, yeah.
Because we already got all the free stuff, so I don't want to have to get more free stuff.
True.
You know? That would just
I like that those ideas, especially the uprights.
I think the uprights would be sick. It's just like that's how you get your extra points is the 2-point rule. But you need a guy that's got
a lot of
he's
power.
Got a good twig.
Like he's trained his whole life for this.
That's all
like
he does.
He's a $120 flex.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And then just like rip him, get off the ice super quick, and then you're toast. That would actually be pretty nasty.
That would be fun.
That would be a fun league to play in.
I think we just intervented a league.
Yeah, we should register that for the patent.
Yeah, let's get some patents going.
I think that's we own genius. It because we said it now, and then if we ever see it, we can.
Well,
just...
Well, no, we've said a lot of stuff that everyone uses nowadays. So, like, I don't think anyone has said top corns before we've come along. It's always like, oh, top corner,
or top shelf or mom.
Top shelf, yeah. It's never been top corns.
Greasy.
Or like greasy. Like no one's ever said greasy.
Could you imagine hearing like Don Cherry or Ron McLean, like when it was all about professionalism?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, we all know how Don got canceled, but like if he was saying like, oh, that was like greasy hit, boys. And like you wouldn't even know if that was good or bad.
Yeah.
Because you'd never really know with Don. But at least when we say it, everyone's like, if we're like, that was a greasy hit, you're like, that was great.
They know what we're talking about.
They know exactly.
Or like, oh, this guy just bombed our top corners. That was so greasy.
Yeah.
You know exactly what we're saying.
Exactly. So, you're right.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm usually pretty right.
A lot of people have taken a lot of those things. That's funny. They don't give credit where credit's due.
That's right.
That's what bugs me.
We're the OGs of it, man. I'm telling you.
That's what bugs me. And the ones that are like...
The ones that are blatant?
Very blatant. And then you see them and they're like, try and act like best buds. Like, buddy, I don't have any friends. I don't have a single one. And I can tell you for free, it ain't going to be you. You know, you're not my number one draft pick. You're not Bedsy, bud.
That's what I was saying like a couple of days ago. I think we've paved the way for all these people to...
To make jokes.
To joke about hockey.
Yeah, I mean, they realized.
Right? Like, who was there before? Like, the only guy that used to do it before us was, like, Cabby.
Yeah.
Which we used to watch when we were kids, and he didn't really, like, joke like we joke, but he had fun with the players.
Yeah, he
and
had
then,
fun.
Yeah, we kind of just came in, and then we were those guys. And then now, kind of, like,
jokes about it.
Everyone, there's a lot of them.
They're like, oh, we don't have to just stick handle every video?
Guess not. Anyways, boys.
And we can wrap it up. It's getting cold in my truck.
Yeah. Those are some good ideas, boys. If you like the ideas, let us know. We're going to go patent those frickers.
And if you don't like those ideas, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Just shut your mouth. We don't care if you don't like it. But if you do like it, just pump our tires. That's basically all we're looking for.
Let's go, boys.
It's Epi 33, Paydays with On The Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That's Ollie Postman. And we will see you on the flip side.
Take a seat, boys.
Ollie and Jacob, we claiming to cappy. Low cheese, missy, top corn, snizzy. We ain't stopping, even if there's a whizzy. Quick rappy, extra greasy, snappy. Ollie and Jacob, we claiming to cappy. That's right, boys.
Jesus, Jacob, I think we're done here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We're gone.